The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Everywhere, inside, outside, just bless the name of the Lord. Shiva bakato sata brandiga subrahaka barati shiparanyata kata. Jebreis kobranda skala bahariyata bradu subrati shidaraba. Can you just speak in other tongues in 1 minute? Jege barada balarabach. Sing in the spirit. Na 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 matadi arara rosari. Shema da 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 da. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you, Most High. The Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you, Most High. El Elyon, God Most High, Jesus Christ. You are head on your knees, head on your God Most High, Jesus Christ. With my mouth
shall I make it known? From the right, right on till it's going down. I will sing
the mercies of the Lord.
I will sing. I will sing. Hallelujah. Years ago, I wrote a very simple song that is upon my spirit right now. It says, let the weight of your glory fall. Let it cover all the earth. Let the weight of your glory fall. Very simple song. Let it cover all the earth. Sing it, let the weight of your glory fall.
Let the weight of your glory fall.
Let it cover all
the earth.
There's a part to the song that says, let it cover all the earth. Let it cover all. Lift your voice and sing, let it cover this place tonight. Worthy of my praise, King of kings, Lord of lords, let your kingdom reign in my life. Adonai, you're the Lamb of God. Just go ahead and worship. Adonai,
Adonai.
You reign. You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Lord, you reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, mighty on your throne.
You are mighty on your throne.
We worship you. Yes, you are mighty in this place.
You are mighty in this
place. You are mighty in this place. You are mighty in this place. Worship him. His presence is mighty in this place. Mighty in this place. Mighty in this place.
Mighty in this place, mighty in this place. Your presence is mighty in this place, mighty in this place. Mighty in this place. Shena na balada da balada da 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 da. Shena na 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 ya na mosto na na ya. Shena na na, cha na na na, shena na na mosti ya na ba na na bo shena da dia. Shena na na ya na na mosu na 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 mosa ya. We will write in your name, Adonai, you reign on high. We will write, it's in your name, Adonai,
you reign on
high. In your name, we will be healed, you are Adonai, you reign on high. It's in your name that we will rise, you are Adonai, you reign on high, you reign on high. You are mighty in this place, Adonai. Mighty in this place. Worship Him. It's part of the meeting. You are awesome in this place. The Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. Just lift your voice in 1 minute and say, Lord, I will not let you go till you change my life. Lift your voice and pray. I will not let you go. Till you change me. God will do remarkable things in this place tonight. You have not come to waste your time. He can and will change your life. You are mighty in this place. Yeah. Yeah. Worship Him. This is part of the meeting. With everything, with everything, we will shout for your glory. With everything. We declare that your presence is mighty in this place. Oh, for there is nothing we can do without your presence. There are people sick
There are lives oppressed. There are families who have traveled so far not to meet a man. Lord, we ask that you will move in remarkable ways tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Please, I want you to be very serious tonight. Sometimes, listen, sometimes, you know, we come for meetings like this and we do not know that the season of our visitation is here. We can be here carelessly looking at others getting healed. You have to press. It doesn't come by itself. Hallelujah. Transformation is not automatic. Koinonia is not a museum. It's not where you come and just spectate. Whether you are inside or any of the overflows outside, let your heart be open with a desperation from the depth of your heart to touch God. It doesn't take time for God to turn around that situation. It takes faith and it takes a heart that is hungry and desperate. Especially for many of us who have traveled from so far. You don't want to travel, risk your life on the road and only come and waste your time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight will be very, very, very powerful. We're going to be fast about this. Hallelujah. There's someone I just felt led in my spirit. He didn't even plan to just come and minister. But I'll let him just come and bless us 10 minutes. Hallelujah. I'm not the kind of person that is too quick to do this. But we went for a meeting and before I came up on stage, he ministered. And I was greatly blessed. I was first and foremost moved by his sincerity for God. Many musicians are just noisemakers looking for ladders to climb up. By the grace of God, you will never see those kind of people on this stage in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if I'm not around, something will drive them. Hallelujah. So I'd like your heart to be open. It's 10 minutes and he's going to lead us. I prayed for him and I know that God will really bless him. Everyone you see who comes up, and not only to bless him, but to also further announce his ministry and speak it loud. There is an anointing. Yes. It is within the power of God's people to speak. When we see people who are doing things that are worthwhile, we speak and we endorse and we announce them. And the day they mess up, we rebuke them. The day they refuse, we command the glory to leave. And it will leave. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His name is the Sax Preacher. Many of you may have heard him. And I love him. Come, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless you. Alright, so we'll give you 10 minutes. Just bless our hearts. Our hearts are open to receive of your anointing and your ministry. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Daddy, I want to say thank you very much. I want to use 1 minute to say, since the day I set my eyes on you, I have not remained the same. Your protocol called and said, they are preparing me for a meeting. And I said, no, I am coming. I will come. Sir, you are a blessing to this generation, sir. It's a privilege to have him as a father. By his grace, I am like 10 years in ministry now. But I have never seen a man like him. And I said, no, I have a meeting tonight in Kaduna. But I said, no, I must come. And I didn't have the intention of ministering, sir. I'm just here to just listen and enjoy you. That's my mission here. But if a daddy can call you and give you an instruction, you must go ahead and do it. You can't say no. Daddy, thank you, sir. It doesn't take God a second to visit you. If there's a second in between second, it doesn't take God. It's just like a speed of light. The book of John chapter 4 verse 24. God is a spirit and is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. You must let go. You must forget your personality. You must forget all the things you have done in the past. You must let go what you have done some minutes before you come to this auditorium. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 to be precise. And he said, we're going to join the 24 elders. Those are kings. They remove their crown and they drop it to the ground to worship the I am that I am. The Agbanelagbaton. The Arugbo Ojo. The Erute Tetimbe. The Omniscient. The Agitigba. That is why the Hausa man called him Serkin Salam. The Yoruba man look at him and call him Eru Jeje. Agbanilagbaton. Oba Lana. Oba Loni. Oba Titi Aye. Look at him and say, now, he now look at him again and Kabiyosi. The evil man look at him and say, how do I express this God? And he now look at him and say, Akitika. Look at the heavens. No pillar is holding the heavens, but the heavens still stand. Who said there is no God? In the next 60 seconds, I want you to do something crazy. Say, please do something that you have never done before. Let everything that has bread.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you see, sometimes when people do certain things, they themselves do not even know what it is that they have done. I've prayed for you, but I want to pray for you. Come with your friends. You will step into levels you never dreamt of. It doesn't take time. It takes an anointing. You see, listen. It is not what you do that makes you succeed. It is how you do it. It's not doing certain things that make people succeed. I want to pray for you. I have learned in my little life that the anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is
the difference.
Praise the Lord. I stretch my hand upon all of you right now as I speak. May the grace that lifts men come upon every one of you as I speak right now. Receive it right now. The grace that lifts people. There is an anointing that lifts a man. It's not trial and error. Let it come upon you right now. I open up the gates of cities, the gates of territories, and I speak in the name of Jesus. A level of grace. May your saxophone stop being an instrument. May it become a weapon from today. A weapon of healing. You and your entire team. Let it burn like fire in your spirit. Like fire upon your spirit. Never to be the same. You will sing with the sounds of the heavens. And everybody that hears that sound will know that your communications are of the Spirit. There is a grace that lifts men. You can try, you can struggle, you can beg, you can connect. No. See, every time you see consistent results, regardless of the situation, there is an anointing. Please, learn this. There is an anointing. There is an anointing that translates men, swallows up the weaknesses of people. May that be your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will give you wisdom. Let your ministry enter another dimension. I pray for character for all of you. See, this is usually the problem. Listen, I'm teaching, you are learning. The most important aspect of the anointing is the character to maintain it. Not the anointing. Because you see, the anointing is very charismatic. The most powerful
ability of a man of God is self-control. The ability to keep quiet even when you have what to say. The ability to walk within the jurisdiction of the grace apportioned. There are many of we people, we don't have self-control. Especially over an opportunity like this. Everybody now wants to show, and you do not know where God has stopped, and you want to continue to stretch it to show you are anointed. And then you step out of the spirit and begin to walk in the flesh. Because some of you are here for this same anointing. But you see, it's not just the anointing. Believe me, this is not an issue of prayer and fasting. It's an issue of knowing God and understanding His ways. God is only committed to backing what He instructed. If He did not direct you, He will not back you. Hallelujah. God bless you. John chapter 3 verse 16. Let's just look at scripture quickly. And then we pray. There is a lot that God wants to do tonight. These guys have already stirred the anointing. And you see, the thing with the anointing is once it's stirred, it doesn't stop. It doesn't know whether it's miracle service or Easter. John chapter 3 verse 16. I like you all to be sensitive. The anointing has been stirred up in this place. Many of you do not know what the stirring of the anointing is. The moment your eye sees, there is a relationship between your heart and your eyes. So once your eye sees it, immediately your spirit is open. And the moment your spirit is open, the Spirit of God starts moving. It doesn't care whether you are preached or not, because that's His desire. Hallelujah. And usually, once the anointing starts moving, it's very difficult to contain it because the hearts of people are open. In the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the sound of thunder. I know this is not physical. I'm hearing a sound of thunder. Like lightning is coming upon people right now in the congregation. Why do I see this? It's like the sound of thunder. It's what I hear in my spirit. Hallelujah. Please pay attention. The meeting is on. I'm seeing ministering spirits. It's a class of angels. I'm seeing them walk inside and outside. Just let me do what is happening. Ministering spirits. There are not many times I see these kinds of angels. I'm seeing them walking inside and outside. Ministering spirits. They are angels that impart strange levels of graces. They will touch you where you are. It will be like fire. They will touch you where you are. As they touch you, they release your miracles. As they touch you, they release your breakthroughs. As they touch you,
they break those chains. They are touching you on behalf of families. Touching you on behalf of families. Kataba katabara tabash. Katako zabara tabariata. Direction. That's what I hear. God is giving men direction. It's like an anointing. It will come on you, outside and inside. Direction, an end to that confusion. Right now, it's coming like light, but then you will hear him direct you. Direction. 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 What is that area of confusion? His light shines upon it right now. For marriage, direction. Direction, direction, direction. For where to settle down, geographic location, direction is coming by the Holy Ghost. Direction. Somebody's praying and say, Lord, show me. The Lord is saying, I am showing you. It's coming upon your spirit. I'm giving you direction on what to do. Direction. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the names of people written on a paper and put under a stone. And the Lord is saying, take it out. Lord, where are those people whose destinies have been buried? As I'm speaking right now, inside and outside. Right now, as I speak, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, where you are sitting, you will receive a visitation. I pull it out. This is a miracle service. I pull it out now. Oh yes, release that lady. I see it in the spirit. Release that lady right now. Release that lady's destiny. Something is happening to you where you are. Something is happening to you where you are. Begin to receive it by faith, like the dew of heaven resting in this place, inside and outside. Lord, we receive what you are doing. can. Just sit down if you can. Those under the anointing, just leave them. John 3:16. I just want to The Lord has just healed a lady of a breast lump. You have a lump in your left breast. Check it right now. Check it right now. Check it and come out right now. Right now. I don't know why God is just interrupting. Please check it. Check it. Check it right now. In fact, I see three people. Check it. This is a family. Please, we are not playing games. Inside and outside. I'm seeing three ladies who came with like a lump on their breast. Check it right now. That devil has gone back to hell. Please check it quickly and come out. If they are under the anointing, when they are alright, let them come out very quickly. Let them come out quickly. Augustina. Augustina. I'm hearing a name like Augustina. Augustina. If there's someone like that, you can just make your way to the front quickly. Augustina. The Lord is judging evil in your family. This is oppression. This is what I'm seeing. Oppression. As it's happening to you, there's somebody outside. This same anointing is touching the person outside. The second overflow, the anointing of the Spirit is touching somebody outside. The Lord is bringing judgment to wickedness, because I'm seeing that this is something that has to do with witchcraft. It has tied your life and your family down, and the Lord is telling me, release Augustina. Release Augustina. Release Augustina. Release Augustina. And as it's happening to you, it's also happening to that other lady. In the name of Jesus, I release you right now from every chain that has held you. Be released. Your family be released. It's time for you to testify. I release both of you prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door the devil has tied, let it be opened by the anointing of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a whole family that came. There is a family God wants me to minister to. You are five. Five people. I don't know if there is a mother. I'm seeing a family with five people who came from somewhere, and the Lord wants me to minister to them. You are five in all. You are five in all. Please, when you identify them, they can come up so that we will just minister to them very quickly. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world, and the Bible says that He proved that love by giving His only begotten Son. Please listen. Don't worry about what is happening. Just let me have your attention, please. He says, He gave His only begotten Son. This, we can take it from there. That statement, He gave His only begotten Son, is the summation of the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ. Are we together now? Please help her, wrap her. I command that spirit to leave her right now.
Now. And never return. In the name of Jesus. Release her family. Release. I see a lot of money being tied. Release it now as you go. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, He gave His only begotten Son. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. The word there is cosmos. The social system. That has to do with people. Listen please. And has to do with the entire territory. The social system. He says, for God so loved the world. And He proved that love. Listen. Because love must be manifested to be appreciated. Are we together now? And the Bible says that He gave His only begotten Son. And please don't be confused. There is a name. That Son is called Jesus. Because there are many people who can preach to be the begotten of the Father. But the only begotten Son, who after His resurrection now became the first begotten. Right? Until the resurrection of man, He was the only begotten. Please listen. You see, everything about this Bible was pointing to this very revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Everything. The book of Revelation says the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not the revelation of a formula or a principle. So the law, the prophets, Abraham, Samson, Isaac, Judges, everything was tracing to the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says that He manifested Himself before people and He was full of grace and truth. Listen, Jesus came with a message and His message was very simple. He said, repent. The word repent is not the word turn from your sins. No, preachers preach that as a result of lack of understanding. The word repent is an indication of completely turning from a direction to another. Please just be patient with me, this family or minister. Are we together now? Turning from one direction to the other. But the first step to that turning is acknowledging a person, his sacrifice, and his government. That's the first step. And then you begin to walk in accordance to His principles. Only when you do that are you said to have repented. Many people have not repented. They want to repent. They think they have repented. They hope they are repenting. The first message that was preached after the resurrection of Christ, He said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And this is what the apostle said. For the remission of your sins. So the Bible says He gave His only begotten Son.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame. When you died and rose again, now today in heaven.
If you know it, just sing it with me.
I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have won my heart and I'm yours. Forever and ever, I will love. You are the only one that for me gave your life.
ATM for someone to use and withdraw money. He gave, he donated. And Jesus came upon the earth and he began to do many great things. Listen, Jesus did not just come. Please, I want you to pay attention. It's going to be very brief and we'll begin to pray. Jesus did not just come to show us how God looked alone. He came to show us how we should look. So when he walked upon the earth, he was the prototype of God's idea of the man he had created. He was invincible, the Bible records. Above situations, above circumstance, with unlimited power, yet a man of extreme self-control. He knew when to speak and he knew when to keep quiet. There would be so many sick people, like the 10 lepers. He would heal one and just walk away. Because his desire was not to show power. His desire was to do the will of the Father. He was more interested in bringing satisfaction to his Father than building a ministry. People tried to say, look, build a ministry. And he said, no. I can of my own do nothing as I see my Father do. So he came to show us the prototype of the true Christian life. A life that is completely yielded to the will of the Father. Void of self-ambition. Void of a desire for vain glory and personal gratification outside of Christ. A life that is crucified with Christ. Are we together now? And then the Bible begins to describe to us that which happened today many years ago. We know it as the Passion of the Christ. It started from the communion where they came into him by covenant so that they would authorize him. John chapter 6 said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot be part of me. You cannot have my life. So while they were taking the communion, they were giving him access to carry the sin of man upon himself. And then the Bible says he went to Gethsemane and there he cried. He prayed until tears were like drops of blood. Afterwards, he was ready to be crucified. And brothers and sisters, I know that we celebrate Easter. Today is Good Friday. Pain is what made today good. Are we together? Sacrifice is what made today good. If he refused to lay down his life. Listen, when Pilate looked at him and said, don't you know I have the power to free you? He said, He said, no man has this power except it is given unto him by my Father. He said, I have the power to lay it down and the power to pick it up again. In other words, I was not coerced. My love for you made me to sacrifice my life, my reputation, and everything. We talk a lot about Good Friday, but we never know what made it good. This is what made it good. That a man gave his son, then the son gave his life. Are we together now? It's one thing to give your child. It's another thing for the child to agree. He can refuse. Jesus had the right to refuse. In fact, he was tempted to negotiate it. He said, Father, if it be possible, you are the all-wise God. There is another way you can do this thing. But then he remembered, nevertheless, I told you the hallmark of sonship is servanthood. The true proof that you are a son is that you can give up sonship to become a servant. Are we together now? The Father gave Jesus. Jesus gave his life. And don't be confused. He gave his blood. He gave his righteousness. Are we together now? He gave up his position. And when he was doing that, he had you in mind. Listen. He never went to the cross because of anything he did of himself. The Bible says he was a man touched with the feelings of our infirmity, yet without sin. But he took your place. Because the Bible says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Right? He said, every man has gone his own way. With our ideas about God, our ideas about success. Would you give our mother a chair, please? Let her just sit down. I'll minister to you in a moment, please. At least let her just sit down. Hallelujah. Well, all of you, you can sit down. I'll call you now. They're all looking at me. Sit down. Especially this, my friend. Friend, how are you? What's his name? Aaron. Kelvin. Just get somewhere that they can sit around. And I'll attend to you now. Just 5 minutes. Let me establish what. Hallelujah. So, please come, sir. I offend a government and they are about to destroy me. Listen, please. About to destroy me. And the Bible testifies that I have no power in myself. And then someone comes. And while I'm on my way to destruction, he interrupts. And he says, I love you too much to let you keep gambling and trying your way. This is what I want you to do. Stand back and watch me pay the price. And while he was on the way, while they were flogging him, in his mind he was saying, mankind, I hope you are watching. This would have been you. I hope you are watching. I hope you are watching the scars. As he began to bleed, he said, I hope you are watching. See, if two people come and they tell you they love you, the best answer to give those two people is, I'm watching. Because love is a verb. Are we together now? I am what? All kinds of things have told you they love you, but they left you. But Jesus said, watch my love. I'm not going to make noise about it. First, stand back. And while they flogged him, he said, if it's for you, I will still go the extra mile. And they flogged him. The father gave him, he gave his health. The father gave him, he gave his prosperity. The father gave him, when we say his life, let's break it down. What is in his life that he gave? Because that's what he gave you. What was in the life of Jesus? The ability to reign and rise above sickness and diseases. The Father gave him. He gave it away. In exchange. The Bible says he was rich, but he gave it. Are we together now? He had a reputation of dominion, but he laid it aside. I hope you know that they stripped him naked. The covering you see around is just for social reasons when you are watching movies. A 33-year-old man, naked. Children watched him. Adults watched him. People mocked at him and said, you claim to be a king. And he said, this is all for you. Are we together? Blood dripping out from every part of his body. Every time he was tempted to give up, he said, no, if I give up, where I stop is where you must continue. And I know that even if it was for the last nail, you still will not be able to take it. See, listen, if you think what happened on the cross is what Jesus just died for, physically, you'll be deceived, because there are human beings who have been crucified. What he stopped you from was not the physical activity. It was what was happening in the spirit. You can do the physical one. I guarantee you, people have been crucified, but you don't know what that meant. In the spirit. A lot was interplaying in the spirit while that was happening. He became Adam from Gethsemane. From Gethsemane to the cross, he was no longer the Christ. He was Jesus, Adam, the very man of sin. Mortality came upon him. Please listen. And the Father kept watching. He had given him. And he knew that it is more blessed to give than to receive. So there was no negotiation about receiving. The blessing was that he would bring many sons into glory. Are we together now? When they took him to that cross and they nailed him, as his blood began to drip upon the earth, and in that excruciating pain, it was a way of torturing criminals. He was not just looking at Mary and John. He was looking at you. He was looking at me. He was looking at every witchcraft in our family and every ordinance of darkness. And he said, if it's for you, I will do it. But he made a very interesting statement we are going to establish tonight. Three words that represented victory. It is finished. Oh, hallelujah. I didn't study English, but I know that when a man says, it is finished, it is finished. Is a reality that is present and continuous forever. Not it was finished. You would have said the condition for it finishing has changed. So we have to start another one. It is finished. The question is, what is the it that has been finished? First, that inability to access the Father. We call it lack of righteousness. He said that error is finished. That Christianity that has to do with ceremonial cleansings, having to atone for your sins by your own strength, have brought it to an end. That ability of saying qualify and come to God, he said it is finished. You now will come through my own invitation, my own access. Like I organize a program and I invite someone, and while you are about to drive him, I say, no, that's my guest. Come. But you are not only his guest, he also made you the one to be celebrated. Please listen. There is a dimension of this we have not learned, and this is what I want to teach us. When Jesus went to hell and met Satan, a discussion transpired. And Satan said, remember Adam. And he said, I don't remember Adam. I am him. Don't you see? This is Adam. And Satan knew it was true, because only Adam had the right to collect the key. No other man could collect the key. And so he went as the second Adam and said, you killed Adam and every man that came from him. Let me have the keys. Revelations 1 verse 1. When you read downwards, I am he that was dead, but now I am alive and I hold the keys. He collected the keys. Listen. Access to the earth, access to dominion, access to God's life. That's the most important part. The life of God. I'm going to explain it. When he resurrected, watch this. Did you know that if he just started walking and doing all of the things he did, man would not be able to partake of it, because he had not ascended to heaven. It would just be that he was victorious. And then the Bible says, according to the book of Hebrews, that he went to heaven as the high priest, the lamb, the sacrifice, as everything. And then he took his blood, poured it upon that tabernacle, and said, Father, you are just for seeing that man does not have access to divine health and all of this, because you are a just God. Your throne is founded upon righteousness and justice. The Bible says they are the foundations, meaning there's no negotiation that will bend it. But now he says, every time you think justice, let mercy begin to speak. Watch this. I really want you to get a revelation of this. It will change your life. Every time the voice of judgment, the voice of mess of justice begins to speak, I will not fight it, but remember that I not only paid the price, I paid the price for everybody who will be an offender on this path. Are we together now? When that happened, a coronation happened in heaven. We see that coronation. The psalmist gave us a revelation. And from Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says a name, an office, an identity was given to him in heaven. To sit upon that throne. Are we together now? And the Bible says anything that has to do with man's redemption, man's vindication must pass through him. Meaning, A man is only condemned when he condemns that man. A man is only justified when he justified. The Father put it in his office. Are we together? Watch what he did. When he sat down on that throne, he told man, there is another dimension you do not know. I know that I paid the price for you, but I want to teach you another dimension. We paid it in covenant. Listen. You did not participate in anything, but out of my love, I took you and made it as though in me you were the one who paid that price. So not only did he die for you, you died in him. Are we together now? So in Christ, every man's iniquity, every man's basis for accusation was nailed in Christ. Paul saw this in Galatians 2:20 and he said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he said, I live. Yet not I, but Christ. It's an exchange. He died for me. Now I live in him. In other words, the day Jesus Christ dies, there is no reason why I should be alive, because we are in him. So my life is no longer something I get outside of him. My life is an overflow of what I have received from him. And he so designed that from that point hence, listen, everything I derive will be because of him, in him and with him. My joy is because of him. My prosperity is because of him. Please listen. My peace is because of him. So at no point in this kingdom will I be found leaning on my own strength. Because the moment I lean on my own strength, the judgment of the Lord catches up with me. The only basis for vindication is to be in him. This is what he said. He says, he that abides in me and I abide in him. He said, the same will bear much fruit. He said, for without me. The word without means outside of me. And everything that I have done, ye can do nothing. The basis of the believer's victory is what Christ did on the cross. But not just what Christ did on the cross. Because that's what a lot of people say. Oh, I know what he did. No. Let's continue. John 3 verse 16. Please give it to us so that we can finish up. It's not enough to know what Jesus did. That's not where I'm going tonight. This is the part that concerns you. That whosoever believes what? No. It didn't say that whosoever believes anything. There is a specific thing you have to believe to have life. You can believe Jesus is a prophet. It never gives life. You can believe Jesus is a healer. It doesn't give life. Are we together? He says, believe in him. Who is the him? Who is the him? No. You see where we miss it? We have been believing in rubbish. Who is the him? Who? He said, God. No. Believing in God doesn't give you life. Who is the him? That's where I want us to get to tonight. You see that our confusion is the reason why we cannot manifest the reality of God's life. We believe, but what do you believe? Are we together? You can believe the shepherd. Believe me, you will not be saved. Believing in the shepherd does not bring salvation. Are we together? Believe in him. Who is him? The Bible, I love the way the Bible puts it. As many as believed in him. See that? Brothers and sisters, I am many things. And all of those dimensions can give you different operations of me. Are we together? A child believes a father. A worker believes a CEO. A Jimmy's daughter believes in her father. She doesn't believe in a CEO. We believe in a Jimmy Adegbeye, the multi-millionaire. That's what you believe. You will never get fatherly love from that dimension. Are we together now? You may get financial advice, you may get intelligence, you may get all of this. I believe in Professor Femi. You will get the intellectual dimension. There is a dimension of God you must believe to have life. Many of us have believed him as a healer. You can be healed and still go to hell. Please hear me. Many of us have believed him as a savior. As a shepherd. What dimension of him have you believed? I will tell you now. Ready? There is a dimension of him you must believe to be saved. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is Lord? The word Lord means a conqueror. Are we together now? Listen, please. It's not just a savior like the one who died. He didn't resurrect as a savior. He died as a savior. He did not resurrect as a savior. He resurrected as Lord, a winner, a champion, one qualified to transfer what he has. And the Bible says, whoever believes that, listen, whoever believes in him, that name that was given, he said, he shall not perish. The word perish there is not the word go to hell. Are we together? Because the Bible says, whoever does not believe is already condemned. Shall not perish. Here it is. But have money. But have. The word everlasting is a wrong interpretation. Everybody has everlasting life. Everlasting life is life that does not end. Your life does not end. You only change location to continue the living. That's why we never say, will you spend eternity? You must spend it. The question is where? Are we together now? Thank you. Don't mind this, my funny friend. Where will you spend eternity? Not will you spend. You must spend it. The word eternal life there is the word divine life. It's the Greek word zoe. I know you've heard it. Many of us quote it, but just listen. The word zoe, listen. Let me describe it for you. It's a life that does not, one, depend on any external input for its sustenance. It's a life that has the capacity to reproduce anything it needs within itself. Are we together now? Like, you do not have to source for anything. Within that system is self-sufficiency. Within that system is the ability to be any and everything. That life can become health. That life can become victory. That life can become wisdom. So when the Bible says we have life, it doesn't mean we just have a new way of breathing in and out. No. Something came upon you that all of a sudden translates you. Please, I want you to believe this. The Bible says the focus in the whole story is the believing part. Whoever believes in him, the Lord, who was a savior, became a conqueror, now sits as a king. The Father gave the Son. The Son gave his life. Your job is to receive that life. When you receive that life in reality, the Bible says certain things will begin to change. You see, the life is a programming. The moment it enters you, it deconstructs itself to different dimensions. Please listen. The life of God is not just a big thing that comes up. No. It is the life that begins to open you up to the mysteries of the kingdom. It is the life you have received that begins to immune you
from the activities of darkness. Many people have not received this life. They want healing, but they have rejected the life of God. Many people have come out for altar call. Father, I'm born again. I believe in you. This and that. But they have not received it. He said, as many as received. Brothers and sisters, you can reject it. Many seated here have rejected it. I give you my ATM card. You refuse to collect it. You can reject it. Yet you need what only my ATM card will give you. You can borrow money from Pastor Lawrence, borrow money from Promise and so on and so forth. And I say, take my ATM card. The point is, you don't just take it and hold it. When you take the card, something will make you turn behind and begin to read and follow. You see, the life of God is not, how do I put it now? It's not like something you just put in your pocket. Alright, look at this. I have this handkerchief. So we say, I have the life of God. Do you have it? Yes, no. That's not the idea of the life of God. The idea of the life of God is like a programming. Something enters you and begins to work in you. It is God who is at work in us to will and to do. So it's working. The moment the life enters you, it's like a genetic mutation. It starts altering your configuration. Are we together now? And the Holy Spirit is the custodian of that life. When He comes, He begins to open you up to the realities of the kingdom. All of a sudden, listen, because of that life, you are now spiritually alive. You can have the sensitivity to know that life was not supposed to be like this. Why am I always failing? You will never just know that ordinarily. It takes that life to open that awareness in you. Are we together now? It's like glasses. You all of a sudden start seeing life from another perspective. No, I'm not supposed to fail like this. I can't just be taking it like that again. Something must change. No, I've seen a trend in my family. People don't get married till they are 45. I'm noticing that something in my external environment is fighting the reality of that life. And the Bible says, he who has the Son has eternal life. Zoe, God's kind of life. Now watch this. Although you have that life, it takes the ministry of the Holy Spirit, please listen, to open you up to the operation of that life so that you can receive the fullness of the benefits of that life. This is where a lot of people miss it. Oh, I have life. I have life. The same way you say, I have a car. The same way you say, I have an ATM card. Can you use it? I have given it to you. Do you know how to activate the operation of that life? Do you know how to make that life work in you? We have been taught that it works automatically. No, sir. No, sir. You can claim to have the life and still die of sickness. Now, this is where Satan's ministry comes. The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill. If you don't have anything, he doesn't come to steal. Are we together now? Satan comes. His first ministry is deception. What is deception? Painting an untrue picture and convincing you to believe it. So you believe that I do not have this life. If I truly had this life, I should not be sick. Are we together now? If I have this life, I should be doing exploits academically. If I have this life, now listen. Here is where the confusion has come in the body of Christ. There are those who are saying you have this life. There are those who are saying you don't have this life. You better fight your way into receiving it. Both of them are incomplete. On one side, you are seeing the supposed, by faith, you believe, you know, you acknowledge that that life is in you. But then you are not seeing the difference the Bible said should be produced. Are we together now? This is the dilemma of many Christians. I gave my life to Christ from the day I got born again. My life has not changed. It's been 10 years. I will tell you why. Eternal life is being frustrated within you. Because you have not been taught how to release and activate the operation of the content of that life. It's like buying a phone. You admire it, you look at it, but you do not know how to work with it. That was the lamentation of the psalmist in Psalm 82 from verse 5. He says, they know not. Not they have not. They know not. Neither will they understand. He said they grope in darkness, and so the foundations of the earth are out of course. The next verse says, have I not said, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. He says, but you shall what? Die like men. Listen, please listen. An heir, as long as he is a child, does what? The Bible starts by calling him what? An heir, a partaker of an inheritance, a partaker of a reality. But it says, as long as he's a child. The word child here is devoid of strategy, devoid of the ability to understand the operation of that process. He said, he differed not from a slave. I can receive the life of God that contains health, vitality, prosperity, and still be under a curse. I tell you, hear me, brothers and sisters. Because we misunderstand the prophetic dimension of God's word. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. But we do not know that the communications of God are twofold. There is the prophetic communication of God, speakings according to his realm of existence. But there is the experiential manifestation of that prophetic word. It is the nature of God to call things as though they already appear. Are we together now? Hebrews chapter 2, he put it very beautifully. He said God had put all things under the subjection of man. He said God did not leave anything left, but he said, as it is now, we do not yet see all things. Are we together now? So, you have come to answer the altar call. The life is in you. But you went back, and the exact same thing you know happens when a man is under a curse is happening to you. Now you went to a pastor and said, Pastor, you said if I'm born again, this thing will leave. But the person said, yes, is it not in your Bible? We all read it together. Now you are born again, brothers and sisters. But the truth is, if you will be sincere, you are still seeing those traces as if nothing happened to you. So it puts believers in a dilemma. There are those who are saying, keep believing that it's gone. One day it will go. Hey, wonder shall never end. If you have that kind of ideology, you are in for trouble. And then on the other hand, there are those who act as though they really have nothing. So they are trying. They live per day. We survive today. Let's see how the war of tomorrow will be. I know that there will be all kinds of things. Are we together now? So, although they read that there is victory in Christ, the truth is they don't believe it. They just know, let's fight per day. They are the ones who suspect everybody and everything. If Sam looks at you like this, it's a sign that it's an enemy. So they live their life with the consciousness of an aberrated perspective of warfare. And by warfare, they mean a consistent, never-ending contention. Both are wrong. Are we together? This is prophecy. But there is a place for the manifestation of prophecy. Jesus Christ has done everything he needs to do. But I have a role to play. Nobody gets saved just because Jesus died. You will go to hell. There is a response. Please listen. The idea of grace does not mean not participating. No. The idea of not participating in a process to call it grace is an aberration. Are we together? Uh-huh. The difference between grace and the law is what kind of participation. There is a participation that is unto the flesh. There is a participation that is a response of faith. That is the participation that brings results. Are we together now? So if the Bible says, by tithing you open your heavens, when I'm tithing, I'm not acting under the law. I'm not trying to do something. I am responding. There is a difference between doing something to gain righteousness. But in any case, there must be reception by faith, and that in itself is a participation. This looks very simple, but it's at the foundation of the lack of results and the miracles that many people are not receiving. I don't want us to waste this night and just get up and see people fall under the anointing and celebrate miracles and go back. I want you to live victorious. If all you think is healing, you will be frustrated. If all you think is on my think God's life and all its content, Zoe, the life of God, that can become any and everything. Any and everything. Christ has been made unto me through his life wisdom. He's been made unto me strength. He's been made unto me prosperity. That life is the word. And as the word opens up, it shows me the dimensions of its operation. And then I look out first to believe. Number two, to respond. Everybody say believe. Say respond. This is your part as a believer. When you respond to what you do not believe, is a waste of time. So the Bible says, whoever believes in him, you receive. But that life begins to teach you certain things, and you respond to those teachings. Please listen to me. Part of what that life teaches you is that Satan is a trickster. He's a deceptive person, and he will not, just because you have life, leave you. The Bible says he left Jesus for a season. The next time he would come, he didn't come directly again. He came through Peter, and Jesus said, I still detect you. And the devil says, God said, do not be unaware, speaking through the apostle, of the devil's strategy. Are we listening to me, please? Because many people get up bragging, I'm not under any curse. I'm not under this. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the Lord. That's not a lie. But you have not learned how to participate in response to make that an experiential reality. So you will still brag around and die like mere men. Are we together now? I really believe in Jesus Christ. And I really believe in his word. But I also believe in the principles that the revelation of his life releases. And my obsession is to always find out, where is my part in this? Brothers and sisters, there is a part. There is a part that you have to play. Believing is not enough. Believing talks of conviction, persuasion about the truth of a person or a statement. But there must be a response. Your response is your action of faith. So the Bible says this in the book of Hebrews. There remaineth a rest, a Sabbath, for the people of God. In spite of what Christ has done, there still remains a rest. And then he says, let us therefore labor. This is Paul in the New Testament. What is the idea of labor? Push God aside? No. Let us find out our place of response. Let us therefore understand the operations of the kingdom, so that we will know where our place of alignment is. And he says, whoever labors like that, there is a guarantee he will enter his rest. There is a way you will align that sickness will run away from your body. Believe me, it's not just by claiming. You will claim and be shocked. There is a way you respond. Remember, during our time of fasting, we're showing you different mysteries. These are all the components that are called the life of God. Right? He gave you life. But it takes faith. And it takes an operation of the Spirit. So Satan has kept many people bound for two main reasons. One, they have rejected the life. And the solution to that is an altar call. I'm going to do that shortly before we start ministering. The second is he has kept people in delusion and ignorance. Never trivialize the role of deception in a man's destruction. Deception. The first deception is that you don't need to do anything again. Oh, brothers and sisters, hear me. I fear God. It's a big deception. As free as salvation claims to be, if you do not respond, you are going to hell. There is always a participation. That's what we call koinonia. Everybody say participation. If you will ever enjoy the healing dimension of God's life, there is a participation. If there will ever be prosperity, there is a participation. Now, the participation is a response of faith. God credits it as a response of faith, not an addition to what he has done. It's a compliment. So, you would see a sick body and say, your faith. You believe I am able to heal you. You were convinced based on the report you had. And now, I gave you an instruction. Waiting for your participation. You got up. Your faith. He calls it your faith. So what is your faith? Faith is the name given to the action you take based on your conviction of God's word. Believing is not faith. No. Believing is the first step to faith. You can believe without having faith. A believer is not a possessor. A believer who responds is a possessor. There are so many people, listen to me, who are trusting God for all kinds of things here. I'm teaching you how to get results tonight. God is not a herbalist. There is a participation. Ejimi, this is a gift for you. What is he supposed to do? Watch his response. Now, he's standing up is a sign that he believes me. I can choose to hide it. Please sit down, sir. Sorry I'm using you. Hope, I'm sorry I'm just doing this game with your husband. Hallelujah. Ejimi, do you believe I'm having a phone? And that phone is for you. If you believe it, walk up to me. Faith. This is faith. The walking to me, although he has not seen it, so he's putting my integrity to the line. It's up to me to prove that I'm not lying. So I bring it out. If he comes to me, listen. If he comes to me and I say, I'm playing. He believed. I'm the one who is a liar. And the Bible said, God looked for anybody who is greater than him. So that he will show you he's not playing games. Are we together now? Let's look at one scripture. Thank you, sir. Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at verse 35. Romans 8:35. Just that one scripture. And then we'll take an altar call and begin to minister. Romans chapter 8. 35. Okay, give us from verse 32. 32. Thank you. Everyone, please read. If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, this is Good Friday. Well, even if you are not a child of God, read. I will soon make an altar call. One, two, read. He that spared not. Stop. Who is the he now? God. He's trying to make a statement and is tying the certainty of that statement to something he had done before. It's like saying, he that built this bridge in Kaduna and built it excellently is about to build something. So in case you doubt what I'm about to do, find out whether I did that thing or not. He's about to make a statement. And he's saying, don't you dare doubt me for what I'm about to say. He that did not spare his what? Own son, but delivered him up. For who? What's the next statement? How shall he not with him also freely give us what? This is God speaking. He said, look at me. Your healing is a lesser thing. I gave Jesus. What is healing? I gave Jesus. What is witchcraft? If I did not, if I spared my son, then you will know that there are some things I can spare. But I carried my son. I gave him. And now I have gathered you to give you healing. And you are asking God, I've been bleeding for 6 months non-stop. And God said, if I spared not Jesus, I will not spare anything. Whatever it will take me to prove myself, I will do it. If it means me killing somebody, I will do it. I gave my son. Who will I not be able to kill? Listen, this is the basis for conviction. So every time the devil is trying to say, look, will that prophecy work? Just remember Jesus. Jesus begged the Father to have mercy. The Father refused. So listen, Jesus said, Father, reconsider. The Father said, you are joking. Stay there. And now God is saying, I want to bless you. And the devil is saying, no. And Jesus is saying, God is saying, just believe me. And watch how I will do anything it takes. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Yeah. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Hallelujah. If the Father did not give Jesus, it's like a man. Listen. It's like a man who vowed to punish every offender. And he sought his wife. And the guy said, I'm a just person. And he punished his wife. Then somebody throws a lara and says, oh, guy, you know we are Nigerians. What do you think he's going to do? You see, that's my wife inside the gutter. I'm a military man. This is my wife. I paid the price for 6 months to get a yes from her. She's in that gutter. I don't know the consequence of my action. If you think I'm going to forgive you, listen. If it took God refusing to even give Jesus a chance for negotiation for your sake, then I assure you, whatever else it is that is holding you must leave you this night. Hallelujah. Do you believe me? We are going to pray and say, Lord, help my unbelief. That, listen. That spirit that makes me keep wondering, can God do it? Listen, don't make that foolish statement tonight. I was praying tonight before I came here. I was praying on the invitation card for my neighbor's wedding. If you know the story behind that dear woman, she shared it here. All kinds of things. When I met her, the devil was almost destroying her life. Had fibroid that was almost big like the size of a baby. She shared her testimony here. Supernaturally, that devil of fibroid came out the way a woman gives birth. It came out like that without surgery. And people were saying, can you marry? Time has gone. Time has gone nonsense. I prayed for the card. And to the shame of the devil, we are dancing to the heavens on the 6th of May. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, your limitation is self-imposed. Satan is a deceiver. He comes to you and says, but can they really hear your voice? We are going to pray. The only prayer I want you to pray tonight is to challenge unbelief and say, Lord, I lift my faith. I'm ready to respond based on my conviction. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I have a part to play. I lift up that wall of unbelief. Please pray. You are able. Are you praying?
Just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
Here's the part. Don't give up.
Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on me. He's able.
Listen. Listen. The second prayer point, I already sense the anointing of the Spirit. I'd like you to mention everything that must leave tonight. Listen, please, just follow these instructions. I told you your response is where your faith is. There are things that should go. Don't just keep quiet and watch them. The Bible says, speak to the mountain. Open your mouth and begin to mention them. Don't keep quiet. Mountain of financial hardship. Mountain of cancer. Mountain of mediocrity. Second paradabalabalabalabos. Oh, you must go, you must go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say after me tonight, in the name of Jesus, the faith of God is at work in me. I have the faith to receive. I have the faith to believe. I have the faith to respond. Please listen. Do you know what happened in Acts chapter 4? Don't turn there. The Bible says they went to a gate called Beautiful. Please let me sit down, sir. Watch this. It says they saw a man who had been there. And he called on them for alms. And he thought they were going to give him alms. Peter and John. And he said, silver and gold have I none. He said, but such as I have. Listen, listen. I give unto you. What did he have? He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The man was there. Sit down. He was, nothing happened. Why? Response. Did he believe Peter? Yes. Did he get a miracle? No. Why? He could not respond. And the Bible says, when Peter saw him, he said, who taught you faith? He held his hand and said, respond. Respond, respond. And the Bible says Peter held his hand and he leaping stood. The power of God is released at the point of response, not before, never before, at the point of response. When I began to minister here, the Lord was speaking to my spirit, who gave me a guarantee that the power of God will move. But as I began to speak, I put pressure. It's left for him now to defend whether he really spoke to me or not. God will not just get up and act. Listen, it was God that put this miracle service. You're leaving your house to come is enough response already. Are you listening to me? You're going to say, Lord, I put pressure on your integrity. You asked us to come, we have come. Lift your voice and pray. Don't be afraid of saying it. Pray. Lord, you asked us to come. You are the one who anointed this meeting to be a miracle service. Now, oh God, we are here. Put pressure on his integrity. We have come, oh God, that you prove yourself. Shake it up, ba 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 da ba da ba. Shake it up, braska da ba da ba. We have come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now keep standing, everybody. Before we continue, there are people here. I don't want you to waste your time, and I don't want to waste your time. There are people here, inside and outside, in all the overflows outside. You are yet to make this decision. The Bible says, this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. He said, and that life is in His Son. He says, he who has the Son has that life. Please, we're out of time. We have very few minutes and there is a lot to do now. Wherever you are, you are saying, man of God, I have heard your word. I have been struggling with this thing, but tonight I truly want to dedicate everything, my all, to Jesus Christ. Or you are saying, man of God, I have come out for an altar call before, but for some reason, honestly, the pressures of life have pushed me and I need to make my way straight with the Lord. I'm tired of where I am. Those two categories of people, inside and outside, I want you to run like there's fire on the mountain and come out here right now. God bless you. Quickly, please, I'll count just 1 to 5. If the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, don't sit down thinking about it. Make your way very quickly. 1, 2, run, run like there's fire on the mountain. Especially those outside, please, you need to run. Run to Jesus. As you stand here, please keep talking to Him. Don't just stand looking at me. God bless you. Run to Jesus. Oh, win that war tonight. This is an issue of your destiny. Koinonia, can you appreciate them? This is a harvest for the King of Glory. You are saying, Lord, I'm tired of living my life my own way, mismanaging my life. On this Easter Friday, I give everything to you. Keep coming. You are saying, Lord, Easter Friday, you died. For God so loved me, He died for me. I'm tired of living a life that is not worthy of my calling. There are still people outside. Please run and catch up quickly. Quickly. As the Holy Ghost is speaking to you and say, join them. Make your way quickly. You're saying, Lord, I'm tired. Tired of habits. Tired of addictions. Run to the cross. Come running. Come running. Come running to the mercy seat. Keep coming. Hallelujah. All of you in front, in 1 minute, I'd like you to talk to Jesus Christ. Please, no smiling and pinching one another. This is a serious issue. Please, pray. Open your mouth by yourself and say, Lord, I come to you genuinely. The Lord is ministering to me that there are 3 ladies outside who should join them. You wanted to go and one of your friends stopped you. Please, friend, be careful. Don't stand against anybody's salvation this night. Make your way to the front, please, and join them. I'm seeing 3 ladies outside that the Lord is calling. One of you, your friend, was trying to stop you. The devil is a liar. Please make your way to the front. And then there are 2 others God is speaking to. Join them quickly before we start praying. Those of you in front here, talk to your maker. No man condemns you. The blood declares. Mercy said no. Help me. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you sleep away. No man condemns you. The mercy, the mercy.
Man!
Look at me. All of you in front. Some of you are crying. I don't care what you have done. This one decision. Remember Jesus. Every time the devil tries to condemn you, are you not the drunkard? Tell him the drunkard is that guy on the cross. Something is about to happen to you right now. Oh yes. Oh, you slept with somebody before coming here. You say, well, I don't know what you are talking about, but I've been crucified with Christ. He looked at the woman. He said, where are thine accusers? He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Lift your right hand and experience the power of the blood. The power of mercy. You just think there is a fountain filled with blood very softly as I pray for them. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters. Jesus can change your life. Don't stand here just making an emotional decision to go back. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, from the depth of your heart, say it again, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. And this night, I surrender everything. My life, my dreams, my hopes, my ambitions, I surrender it to you. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that from today, I'm no longer a sinner. I've been crucified with Christ, and I have his life right now. Jesus has paid the price. I receive his life, and I declare that I'm a new creation. The old has gone. I begin a new journey. Satan, you no longer have any accusation against me. I pray for you. Keep your hands lifted. Father, on this Good Friday, we present these souls as trophies to you. This is a response to what Jesus did. Oh, receive these souls. Koinonia, present these souls as trophies of victory. Trophies of victory. This is the sacrifice. The rewards of the sacrifice. Hallelujah. I pray for you. I declare that your sins are forgiven, and the power of sin over your life is broken forever. Every guilt the devil uses, I don't care what it is tonight, the same way you wash a dirty cloth, in fact, the way you bring a new one, that's how the pages of your life is. He gives you a new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A big congratulations to you in the name of Jesus. Now listen, I want you to do this real fast so you'll join us. I'm about to minister to people now, and we're going to be very, very fast. Hallelujah. I'd like you to follow the gentleman. There are people all around. They will lead you outside. We want your information. Please, you are born again now. Christians don't tell lies. Make sure that you write your number, you write your name. Just follow the instructions. No fighting. Be patient until it gets to your turn. They'll have your information, and you quickly come back and join us in the service. Please do that as fast as possible so that you can participate fully in what is happening. God bless you. Every other person, begin to pray in the spirit. Rise up on your feet and begin to pray in the spirit. And say, Lord, my time for visitation is here. I won't give up. No, I won't give up. I'll keep pressing on till my answer comes. I won't give up. Lord, I won't give up. I'll keep holding on until my change comes. Lord, I won't give up. Lord, I won't give up. I'll keep holding on till my answer comes. I won't give up.
Lord, I won't give up. I'll keep pressing on until my change comes.
Please write your prayer requests very quickly and submit them. Let's do it quickly, please. 1 minute, everybody. If you have the prayer request of, I understand that Koinonia is being streamed live right now. Can we honor God for that? Yes. It's being streamed live. We appreciate the media for their creativity. And for all our online people, we love you. The same power that is working here is the same power that will work everywhere you are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, quickly, please, your prayer request. Listen, for those of us who are just coming, I don't want you to think this is some ritual. Believe me, God answers prayers here. God gave us a revelation. Hallelujah. And the revelation was the revelation of Hezekiah. Hallelujah. When he took the threat letter, and the Bible says he put it before the Lord and said, Lord, behold their threatenings. So please write it very quickly. And then, ushers, let's be very fast. Please help some people with papers. Next time, maybe from maybe 2 or 3 months from now, we'll try to create expectation cards so that you can. Expectation card. Leave her. John, leave her. Whatever she wants to do, just let her do. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Please, quickly. Your loved ones, please make sure the online community participate. There's a God that answers prayers here. Remember, we spoke about faith. Those outside, ushers, help them. If I were you, I would begin to prophesy over my request and say, I wrote you because you must live my life, or you must come into my life. Hallelujah. Now please begin to pass your requests very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. My goodness. I tell you, it's like a cloud that is heavy over this place. That's why I'm saying we should hurry up.
We feel the rain of your love. We see the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. See the rain of your love. Feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. So let it rain. Let it rain. Would you open the floodgates of heaven?
Please pass the prayer request very quickly. Once we start, we're just going to move. Let me encourage those who came with sick people or those who came for healing. Please make sure you get ready so that when it's time, we'll just do that very, very quickly. Hallelujah. Very quickly. And then
will be able to minister to people, no matter what your condition is. One of the things that we are going to be releasing today, listen, we had an encounter. We just returned from Ekiti State. It's a lovely place. And listen, something really happened. As they picked us from the airport in Ilorin to Ekiti, we passed a small village. Please listen. A small village, the border between Kwara State and Ekiti State. And I saw one of the most miraculous things in my life. I saw the obituaries of people. Listen. 132 years. 120 years. It's like nobody died except they were 100 and something. And in my mind, I was saying Guinness Book of Record has been lying to us for long. And the interesting part of it, listen, is that the people, they are not on glasses. Their dentitions are still exact. They don't use crutches. They are walking firm. One of them was a senior apostle that died last year, 132, serving in the ministry, alive and doing well. When I saw those obituaries, I said there must be a grace for longevity. There is a covenant in this lineage that brings longevity. And I told the guys, I said, when we are coming back, we are stopping here. You can trust me. Oh, the law of honor. As soon as we got there, we stopped and we came out. We went to the women. They could not understand English. Please, quickly, with a request. And we told them, we said, we are pastors. We went to minister in Ekiti. And we are going back to the north. But we discerned that there is a special anointing, a strange grace for longevity. And we want them to release upon us. And then a lot of things happened that I may not say here. And then they took us to one old man. And the man just sat on his chair. When we went, they interpreted and they told him, we came to receive that unction for longevity. The man looked at us. He said, we should all kneel down. And we got down on our knees. And this guy began to pray and prophesy. He's on record. I'm sure maybe one of these days we'll play. It was in Yoruba. I didn't care what he was saying, Ejimi. All I know is that he was speaking a language. And my spirit was receiving it. This guy kept prophesying, releasing that grace and that mantle upon that territory upon us. I said, that's right. I knew that there's no mistake about this. The moment we finished with him, honored him, sowed a seed into his life, appreciated all the people, we were on our way going back to the car. And I felt in my spirit to go back and thank the women. I went back to thank them and I saw a particular woman. And they said, this man, 132 years, this is his wife. When they said that, I said, interpret for them that we came for. And the woman looked at me. They can bear me witness. She just tapped me and said, you follow her. We followed her into a room. She just opened the door. And I saw pictures from one side to the other. She started showing me the pictures. I thought it was the wife of the man when he was in his old age, you know, like Keturah. That was the one and only woman he married. That means that woman should be at least maybe 120 years or something. Alive. These guys can bear me witness. No glasses, no crutches, no nothing. I said, what kind of grace is this? Brothers and sisters, there are mysteries. You've heard me say this thing. And when we finished, before we finished talking, we all got down on our knees and we told the woman. She first started singing a song. I don't know what it was. I don't care what it was. This woman spent like 10 minutes just letting it out from her spirit. And do you know, I don't know if I was sharing with them. I felt as if they put a crown on my head. That's how as I was feeling. I knew I got this thing. Immediately she got it. I told her, I said, let's snap. I held her hands and we got to the place. We'll show you the video. And we snapped. And I said, I'm standing face to face with a woman 100 and something, alive, dentition complete, can speak, no glasses. It was you I was thinking about. I was happy to transport that grace. Brothers and sisters, we brought it. It must land on you tonight. Hallelujah. I was looking to empty everything I had. So what kind of grace is this?
We went to minister in a university called Afe Babalola University. The man himself is 86 years, alive and doing well. In those regions, if you are 80 years, you are still a child. Believe me. Then when we were returning, I saw the shock of my life. 141 years. One, how many? 41. I saw the obituary. He just died. 141. I said, I got it. Let's see the devil that will manufacture himself from anywhere to come and take my life. No. See, listen. If you don't believe in transference of grace, you will die young. Don't you ever think it was because of the food they are eating. I didn't see any hospital around here. I just saw a church. And people, is you can be 190 and not be able to talk, but you are 141. The guy 132 was still serving as a man of God. You are cooking by yourself, and you died and left the wife. The mama tapped me in this place. Once you are 60 years, you hold crutches. What cause is that? I always believed it, but now that I've seen it, there's that song that says, "My eyes have seen." Don't play it. My eyes have seen it. There are many strange things that will fall today. Listen, if you care, you can receive. If you don't, when we were coming, we were in the plane, and the plane was bouncing like a football. I just remember that old woman. I said, "Plane, you are joking. I'm surrounded by too many mysteries." Please believe me. Hallelujah. 86 years, still a lecturer. 89 years, still a lecturer. Alive. 100 and something years. You see the women as if they are 50 something. But some of them are in their 90s, 80s, 100s. That's grace, brothers. It's not about anybody praying for longevity. There is an anointing that comes upon territories. And tonight, in the course of the meeting, is when it's time to pray that, please receive it. We need to be alive to do a lot for the kingdom. Pray and say, "Lord, my spirit is open to receive everything you have for me." Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I want to pray. Why do we do this all the time? We do this because there are spirits, listen, that stand in the way of people's destinies. Don't think that deliverance is just something we do mechanically. I'm about to pray because there are people who came here. There are those who represent families. Altars that have tied the destinies of men down. I'm going to pray. I tell you, I sense a heavy anointing. Please, the moment that happens, I like you, not, don't just fall and stand up. Begin to pray and receive and reject everything that is not of God. Father, your word says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. It says there shall be holiness. And it said the sons of Jacob shall receive their possessions. Therefore I pray, every spirit, every altar, every manipulation of darkness that is responsible for the tragedy in any man's life, inside the first overflow, second and third, as you shout Jesus like fire, let it begin to land on people right now. 1, 2, 3. I command those spirits right now. Right now. My goodness. Inside, outside. Like fire is coming upon people. It's coming upon people. It's coming upon people. Hallelujah. The Lord is giving me a very foolish instruction. Just lift your right hand. That's what I hear. Right hand. My goodness. You don't need to shout. Just lift your right hand. Lift the drums. Just lift your right hand. This, don't mind me. Let me do my stupid thing. The Lord is giving me an instruction. I see at least up to 33 people. The Lord is just saying I should stretch my hands. The moment that happens, I'm seeing like a stone being broken. These are families, altars in families. Lord, according to your word, right now, at the count of three, all the people and families involved, I stretch my hands. One, two, three, let it happen right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Just keep your right hand lifted. Sheba baba kata. Altars, altars, altars. Right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bring them out. Those strange altars. Strange altars. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. The Lord is saying He is visiting fertility issues. Fertility issues. Barrenness. Whatever it is, lift your hands. At the count of three, as you shout Jesus, anyone connected to you or anyone here under a spell of infertility, at the count of three, be broken. One, two, three. Break, 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 break. Break, break. Right now. Right now. Right now. Infertility. There are some ladies feeling fire. Fire around your stomach. Fire around your womb. Fire around your womb. Fire around your womb. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. Shake it, bakata, ba 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 ba. It's breaking. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. The Lord is speaking to me. There are people here. Everything you touch dies in your hand. Lift your hands, please. No matter what it is, if it's a relationship, it dies. Jakatarata, Mandereto Shota. At the count of three, let fire fall. Every curse of bad luck. At the count of three, shout Jesus. One, two, three. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Right now, those altars. Those altars. Right now. Everything your hand touches dies. People come around to help you and they leave you. It's changing right now. It's changing right now. It's changing right now. Hallelujah. Sisters, lift your hands. Any stranger that visits you in dreams, lift your hands. Speaking to you, planting things. The Lord is giving this instruction. Every spirit husband, just for ladies, I tell you, many people will be free right now. At the count of three, it's like fire that will fall on you. Lord, let it fall. Every entity coming to oppress these people, planting barrenness, bad luck. One, two, three. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Let them go now. Inside and outside. Let them go now. Let them go now. Let them go now. Let them go now. My dear, tap that lady for me. Yes, that lady nodding. An angel is touching you. He's bringing a miracle for you right now. That's what I see. I see like cold sensation coming to your head. A miracle. And as it's happening to her, may it happen to you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and begin to pray over your request.
Let it rain.
Please pray. Go ahead and just prophesy and say, Lord, this marks the end of it. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God. Pray, pray. Don't look at me. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Shaba ba 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 da da ba da da ba. Shekete pres kete ba da da ba da da ba. Shopratos koto pras kabarata bari da ba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we turn. Go ahead and pray. Lord, my request is turned into a testimony. I must testify by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Standing upon the eternal counsel of God, the hand of the Lord itself will bring this to pass. The burden is lifted in the name of Jesus. Are not angels ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? Let the ministry of angels begin to bring to pass every single request in this place. In the name of Jesus, we command the foundations of the earth, we command the firmaments, we command the waters to begin to align themselves towards the fulfillment of this request. We lift every burden placed upon the shoulders of men by the anointing of God's Spirit, and we set these ones free in the name of Jesus. Mighty and everlasting God, standing upon your promise to us, upon this altar, the heavenly portals opened in this place, we command a performance of the requests, the desires placed here tonight in the name of Jesus. We decree the heavens answer speedily. Everyone trusting you for the fruit of the womb, receive in the name of Jesus. Promotion from on high, receive in the name of Jesus. An end to demonic oppression, it happens now in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, destinies moved forward in the name of Jesus. Satanic burdens removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because speedily, according to the seasons of life, they receive a performance. In the matchless name of Jesus, we decree. Amen, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet and receive the prophecy. You can. I saw a spirit. And I'm praying for the students now. Please listen. When I was outside ministering, I saw a spirit like bees released to produce massive failures in the exam that is being written. In the name that is above all names, I pray for everyone here. The kind of performance you have never seen, receive it in the name of Jesus. Shekete kapa, shekero sata. The kind of performance, I pray from the depth of my heart, the kind of performance you have never seen, receive it in the name of Jesus. The grace for favor, where you have labored and tried and it didn't work, beginning from tonight, step into a new dimension of favor. Step into a new dimension of favor. Every direction you have been praying and asking the Lord to give you, between now and next Friday, receive that direction. Receive that direction. I want to pray for business people. Anyone in business, lift your hands. The the strategy, that you need to win. In the name of Jesus, receive it right now. May it appear to you in dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has died in your hands, I command it to come back alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to pray for you. Father, that old Baba prayed and released upon our lives the mantle of longevity. 132, still alive. I pray for you. Please receive it. Me too, I received it. From the depth of my heart. Lord, you know that I wanted this not for myself, but for the house. At 70, you are still standing strong. At 90, you are still moving strong. Until you get to 120, no devil takes your life. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. The force that immunes people from accidents comes upon your life right now. The force that immunes people from terrorism and the wickedness, it comes upon your life right now. That spirit that kills people at the prime of their life, when they labor and about to enter, it takes their lives. It leaves your life forever. Forever, forever. Hallelujah. May you see your children's children to the fifth generation. Believe what I'm saying. I've seen human beings bodily carrying this revelation. You step into it in the name of Jesus. Therefore, anyone here that death is eyeing, that you will not see the next miracle service, or you will not see the end of this year, I don't know how the plan is going on in the realm of the spirit, but I avert it right now. I avert it right now. The same way you will live long physically, everything that is good in your life lives long with you. Your health lives long with you. Your wisdom lives long with you. Faithful lives long with you. Two prayer points quickly. Where you have been rejected, you step into a place. I've experienced it all. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I will never forget, you know, Jimmy knows the story. In 2007, I remember that time I went to collect a loan from a bank. Remember the story? I went to collect a loan from the bank. We had done everything. And then when it was now time for them to give me the loan, they embarrassed me. I was humiliated. The same people who were helping me, it was as if a charm came upon them. And I looked at that person and I vowed that till I die, till I go to be with the Lord, I will not collect loan from anybody living or dead. I made that determination from the depth of my heart. I said, Lord, if you cannot honor me, let me die like that. I pray for someone here. See, listen, if doors are closing against you, it's demonic. Don't ever say it's because I don't know so. If the person knew me, it's a lie. There is a mantle. The Bible says everyone loved Esther who looked at her. Like a garment you can wear it. I pray that honor that brings receptivity, receive it right now. Oh, come on, your amen is not loud enough. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says you shall be as a delightsome land. You know what a delightsome land is? Well desired. In other words, at any point you are seen, you are invited. I don't know who has disqualified you, but I pray for you. They may use your background, they may use whatever. Let grace qualify you tonight. Let grace qualify you tonight. Koinonia, I pray for you. Honor that you have never seen in your life.
from even people who can give birth to you, begin to receive it. Strange honor in high places. Strange honor in high places. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give God all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you have started, listen, something just came in my heart. Whatever you have started that ended prematurely, because this what I'm, there is an anointing for what I'm telling you. Whatever you start, I don't care what it is, whether it is relationship or whatever, and it ended but not by God, we put life back to it right now. I say it again, whatever you started that ended but not by God, by a manipulation of darkness, it jacks back to life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God praise. My goodness. I wish we had time. I wish we had time.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.